step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time to crack open the sports page with the Orlando Sentinel and FM 96.9 The Game's Mike the Bulldog Bianchi
on JRR.
Bulldog Sports Page brought to you by JRR's Rock the Bank. Our daily $1,000 cash giveaways. 9 different opportunities for you to win $1,000. All you got to do is listen at work and get the keywords and enter them over at the website, Taco Bob.
It's very simple, and you can win $1,000. First of 9 happens at 9:10 during this show.
Bulldog, can we rip the Band-Aid off and talk about the Lightning's debacle last night in their opener?
Are you still picking the Lightning in 6, or are you picking the Toronto Maple Leafs in 4? Because they absolutely annihilated your Lightning last night. 5-0? 5-0?
Ouch.
Wow.
What's even more concerning is the Lightning had 5 power plays, including a 5-minute major to take advantage and try to get some goals. 0-5.
And Toronto, I hate to say this, Lynch, but Toronto may be a team on a mission. Hockey's obviously huge in Toronto. The Maple Leafs are the biggest franchise in what is a huge city. They've lost 7 straight postseason series. They want to win. They haven't advanced to the second round since 2004. So they are fired up about this series, but we'll see what happens. It's only the first game.
Don't jump to conclusions, guys.
None of the game ones last night were close, except for Los Angeles and Edmonton, which ended with LA 4-3 win there.
By the way, a bad stat for you: teams that have won the series opener all time record 499 and 228 in winning the series. So there you have it. Chase Elliott snapped a 26-race winless streak at Dover. The Monster Mile at Dover yesterday. That was a rain-delayed race. It was supposed to finish on Sunday, but of course it didn't. Chase Elliott, who's driven well this year, he hadn't won. But I think he's at top of the standings. So Chase Elliott wins that race. Another victory at Dover for Hendrick Motorsports. Of course, they've dominated that track. They've dominated a lot of tracks over the last few years. They've really done well.
Lyncher must have been loving it yesterday. NASCAR right after work, and then you go straight into hockey last night. It's like, oh.
I didn't have time to watch the race, which that was, well, whatever. I have priorities, man.
NBA last night, the Phoenix Suns finally looked like the team that bulldozed through the regular season. They had their way last night with the Dallas Mavericks, 121-114 in game one of that series. It wasn't that close. However, DeAndre Ayton scores 25. Devin Booker looked like his old self after coming back from that hamstring injury a couple games ago. He had 23. And the Suns win despite Dallas superstar Luka Doncic scoring 45 points last night. He was unbelievable, but he couldn't do it alone. The Suns are deep, and they are good. There's a reason they finished with the top record in the NBA during the regular season. The Miami Heat last night, Tyler Hero recovering from an upper respiratory bug. He had the Heat breathing easy last night, though. He scores 25 points as the Heat have their way with the Philadelphia 76ers, 106-92. They win that game one series in the Eastern Conference semis, and the Sixers are going to get swept. They're without Joel Embiid, their MVP finalist. Don't know when he's going to play. He didn't even make the trip to South Florida, so he's not going to play in game two. They're saying he could be back by game 3 or 4. I don't know. He's got a broken orbital bone right near his eye, so I don't know if he's even going to play in this series. If he doesn't play, they're not going to win a game, in my opinion.
What a shame.
That is a shame because, he's a great player. I like him. He's got some charisma. He's quotable. It's bad for the NBA that he's not going to be in this series if he doesn't play. Did you see what happened to Scott Frost yesterday, the former UCF?
Oh, boy, they hit the old ruler across the knuckles on Frosty.
Yeah, 1 year show cause order from the NCAA. Also will be suspended for a week during the regular season. He broke a rule, not a major rule. It was a rule for accountable coaches. You know, all these programs have these analysts, right? These analysts who aren't officially coaches, well, the analysts aren't allowed to actually be on the field coaching. I guess he had a special teams analyst who was on the field coaching, and he didn't. He sort of tried to cover it up. I think that's where he got in trouble.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be suspended for a season. I wonder how long he's going to last.
You got to think, unless there is like some just major turnaround this upcoming college football season, he's done.
I don't. If Nebraska doesn't get off to a hot start, he might be done before the regular season's over. He's 15-29 in four seasons. Never had a winning record. 3-9 last year. So yeah, he better get off to a hot start, or they may fire him mid-season.
Which just seems like exactly what he was trying to do by cheating a little. I mean, hey, if I'm not winning, I'm going to cheat a little bit. That's just me.
He already took a pay cut. Just to come back this year.
He should never left. Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah, hindsight is blindsight.
Hey, Bulldog, did you see the story about that pitcher for Tennessee?
The Tennessee Volunteers?
Yeah, the fastest recorded pitch in college baseball ever. 105.5 mile per hour fastball.
Did he put on the Tennessee? You see what Tennessee does when they celebrate home runs, right?
No, what do they do?
You know, remember the turnover chain from Miami, right?
Right, yeah.
Every time a Tennessee baseball player hits a home run, they put on a full length pimp style mink coat. Yeah. A mink. It's not a real mink, but it's a fake mink.
Man, that's funny.
They're like Huggy Bear on the old Starsky and Hutch series.
Good Lord. All right, Mike the Bulldog Bianchi, sports columnist for the Orlando Sentinel, host of Open Mic, weekday morning 6 to 9 on FM 96.9 The Game, and grown man barking during the sports page here on JRR.
I prefer chinchilla.
Oh!
Lynch and Taco kick off your workday with a big-ass block of rock.
Every morning at 8 a.m. on JRR.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.